This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian authorities say Russian forces destroyed a movie theater Wednesday in the besieged southern city of Mariupol, where hundreds of civilians had taken shelter. In a statement, Ukraine's foreign ministry said the airstrike ripped apart the center of the once elegant building where hundreds of civilians had been living since their homes had been destroyed in the fighting. The ministry says many people were buried in the rubble, though there was no immediate word on how many had been killed or injured. The city's deputy mayor says up to 1,200 people may have been inside the theater. A satellite imagery firm said images from March 14th showed the word children had been written in large white letters in Russian in front of and behind the building. Wednesday's bombing of the theater in Mariupol came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed for more U.S. help to fight off the Russian invasion in a speech delivered via satellite before the U.S. Congress. He thanked President Joe Biden and the United States for its support while calling for more sanctions on Russian officials and additional military aid. Shortly after Zelensky's speech, President Biden announced an additional $800 million in security assistance to Ukraine to fight the Russian invasion, with the new package including drones, anti-armor, and anti-aircraft systems. Biden also called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. The Kremlin called Biden's remarks unforgivable. In a nationally televised speech Thursday, President Putin lashed out at pro-Western Russians in calling them scum and traitors. The United Nations' highest court called on Russia to immediately halt its invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Lisa Bryant has more from Paris on the ruling by the Hague-based International Court of Justice.
Joan Donahue, president of the International Court of Justice.
The Russian Federation shall immediately suspend the military operations that it commenced on 24 February 2022 in the territory of Ukraine.
She also addressed the widening humanitarian fallout of the war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the ICJ's decision in a tweet. He warned that ignoring the court's order would isolate Russia even further. The ICJ ruling is just a first take by the World Court. It may only mark a symbolic victory for Ukraine, since it will be difficult, if not impossible, to enforce. Kyiv filed the case to the ICJ days after Russia's invasion last month, challenging Russia's claim the move aimed to halt a genocide of pro-Russian separatists there. Moscow argued the ICJ should not impose any measures and had no jurisdiction. The ICJ's own ruling on both its jurisdiction and the merits of the case, much less on the case itself, could take months or years. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Four people are dead after a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima in northern Japan on Wednesday night. A tsunami warning issued shortly after the earthquake was lifted Thursday. The same area was devastated by a 9.0 magnitude quake and subsequent tsunami that killed thousands and led to a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Parts of the area remain uninhabitable because of the elevated radiation. The operator of the Fukushima plant said workers found no abnormalities at the site, which is being decommissioned. More than 2.2 million homes were temporarily without electricity in 14 prefectures, including the capital, Tokyo. And a Honduran Supreme Court judge Wednesday authorized the extradition of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez to the United States on drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez was arrested last month and escorted from his home in the capital, Tegucigalpa, in shackles and a bulletproof jacket just weeks after leaving office. The extradition request from the U.S. said that since 2004, Hernandez allowed tons of cocaine from Venezuela and Colombia to travel through Honduras on its way to the U.S. while protecting drug traffickers from investigation in exchange for millions of dollars in bribes. Repeating our top story, Ukrainian authorities say Russian forces destroyed a movie theater Wednesday in the besieged southern city of Mariupol, where hundreds of civilians had taken shelter. Reporting via remote, I am Richard Green for VOA News.